According to the American Association for Pediatrics, drowning is the second leading cause of death for children ages 1 through 19. Toddlers and teenage boys are at the greatest risk. Teaching kids to be strong swimmers can help reduce the danger. But there's also a school of thought that children can be safer if they learn the basics of survival around water. WUWM's Angelina Mosher Salazar reports.
The young boy you hear giggling is Tyler. He's 3 years old and full of energy, and is splashing around with a turtle-shaped floaty at Experience Fitness in Racine. Tyler is a student in the new Catch the Wave swim class. It's not your typical swim class. Sure, there are toys, learning how to kick and make bubbles, but the goal of the class is not to learn how to swim. The objective is survival. Nick McDaniel is regional director of Catch the Wave swim class based out of Illinois.
We are a survival-based program, so we teach children essentially how to right themselves if they were to fall into water above their heads. We are teaching them an actual life skill, how to respond instinctively if they were to fall in water where they couldn't touch the bottom.
But how do you teach kids survival? And kids this young, 3 and 4 year olds, McDaniel's answer is simple. Start by focusing on the back float.
The reason we focus on that skill for our beginners is because they can stay there without having to expend much energy, where they can breathe, they can call for help, as opposed to like treading water where you only got a couple minutes before you're exhausted. So,
I visited on the first of 16 classes, and instructors were getting the kids comfortable in the water, wading in, standing on the steps. And then the kids were coaxed into lying back into the instructor's arms. They stay there for just a couple of seconds, getting them used to being in the water on their backs.
You're doing good? Take those toes, kick fast. Let's see if you
the goal is that after 16 lessons, the children will be able to roll over independently onto their backs. Once that skill is mastered, they'll move on to body position in the water and stroke development. Tyler's mom, Jill, is watching from a bench on the other side of the pool. She's paying about $17 for each lesson and believes the money will be worth it.
If you're going to put your kid into any type of lesson, I would suggest that you do swimming. It's a survival skill that they can use the rest of their life. Dance is great, karate is great, you know, it teaches them different skills, but swimming is really the most important that they can carry throughout as they grow up.
Naomi Montgomery is watching her 4-year-old grandson, Raytuan Coker, who is splashing in the pool near Tyler.
I think it's very important for all kids to know how to swim, and this is something that I couldn't do with my kids, so I'm trying to make sure my grandbabies, you know, get swim lessons. Anything can happen that, you know, he might fall in the water or it could be a bad accident or something. And if he have them skills, I know it's a chance that he'll make it. So it's very important to me.
Catch the Wave Regional Director McDaniel says safety should be a concern for parents and other caregivers because drowning is a serious risk.
It's still the leading cause of death, accidental death in children ages 1 to 4 in the United States above car accidents. But yet we focus a lot of time on car seat safety and things like that. Well, drowning safety is just as important. In fact, every year we have incidences in Illinois and Wisconsin, backyard pools, lakes, where children accidentally fall into the water.
After kicking and floating and even being taught to yell for help, I caught up with Raytuan, Naomi's 4-year-old grandson.
Hi.
Hi. You're a 4-year-old. I am 4.
You're 4?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have fun?
Mm-hmm.
According to the American Academy for Pediatrics, swimming lessons for kids 1 year and older can be effective in drowning prevention. But the organization stresses that in no way should swim lessons be a substitute for parental supervision around water.
Were you swimming?
Mm-hmm, I'm swimming. Ooh, I was shy.
Bye.
Bye.
Angelina Mosher Salazar, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.